Hello, I'm Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman, a radio ministry that began in 1984 to encourage workplace Christians to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ on the job. This week, I've been sharing from a book by Tom Holliday entitled The Relationship Principles of Jesus, because I found it very insightful and helpful. Jesus said, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." In his book, Tom asked the question, why did Jesus need to give his followers a new commandment? Weren't there already plenty of commandments in the Old Testament? He then explains that Jesus is saying that they now need to love in a new way, the way he loves, not out of duty or by trying to keep the law, but from a genuine concern for the other person. And Tom gives us a very practical way to keep this new commandment. He says, rediscover the attitude of love in the everyday habits of your life. I love that thought because I can see how it works out in my life. As Tom says, much of life is routine. If you don't allow love to become a part of the routine of life, love will be missing from the majority of the minutes in your day. So how do we do this? It's simple. As you're doing whatever routine thing you're doing, say to yourself that you're doing it out of love. Example, you're cooking supper for your family. As you prepare, put new thoughts into your head. Instead of thinking about how tired you are or how unappreciative they are of what you do for them or how much you don't want to cook supper tonight, think instead, I'm doing this because I love my family. I'm showing love by cooking supper tonight. I know you're thinking, what difference will that make? Well, just try it. For at least a week, determined by God's grace that you will do your routine task from an attitude of love. Just see what happens. For example, if you're a teacher, remind yourself that you are teaching the kids because you really want them to learn and you care about them. You know, if you just change your thought patterns and choose to think about the good of the others in your life, I can promise you it will make huge improvements in your relationships. It's the new commandment that Jesus gave us, to love like he loves. And when you obey Jesus, well, you just can't go wrong, right? It always works. I really want you to have a copy of this book, The Relationship Principles of Jesus by Tom Holliday. So we're offering it to you for a donation in any amount. You'll find it on our website. You can order it there, or you can give us a call at 630-462-0552.